What if everything you believed was a lie? Coming up next, right here on The Right Stuff. Stay tuned.
You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J. Guess what? I want to thank you all so much for your birthday wishes this past Easter. I will admit I did feel pretty special because my birthday fell on the day we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. And I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for all he has done for me, for making me who I am, for allowing me to just find life in his resurrection. So thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. And I want to thank all of you for the birthday wishes and texts and email messages and Facebook messages you all sent me. I really sincerely appreciate it. And for those of you who follow me, you know I released my newest book, my 20th one, just in time for my birthday, called Wanted Fire Chief, which is the third book that I've written in the best-selling Silver Pines series, which is a Western sweet romantic historical. I truly hope you pick up a copy of this book. The initial response has been absolutely wonderful. Y'all make me think I could write. So I'm so glad you all enjoy the story. So make sure you pick up a copy of Wanted Fire Chief and let me know what you thought about it. As always, I want to invite you to prayerfully consider giving to Elizabeth Chalker. For those of you who know, I have been talking about Elizabeth for the past several weeks. She is in dire need of your help. What she needs is a home safe from mold and toxins. So if you go to my Facebook page and go to the GoFundMe link, you can prayerfully consider donating money for her health, that she'll use that money for her health, as well as to help her find a home safe from mold and toxins. She desperately needs your help. So prayerfully consider contributing to that GoFundMe. And if you want to know more about Elizabeth, pick up her book, Hanging On by the Scratch Marks, My Fingernails Left Behind. That's the name of her book, which is a book that I call Open Heart Surgery for the Soul. It is raw, it is detailed, but it is absolutely real. Actually, the subtitle of that book is called Raw Faith. And one thing Elizabeth told me one time, she said, my faith is raw and unpolished, but it is real. So prayerfully consider giving to that GoFundMe there on my Facebook page. Let me know if you plan on doing it, or you don't have to let me know. Just prayerfully consider if that's where the Lord wants you to send some of your funds. And I want to invite you to the Southern California Christian Writers Conference. That is coming up sooner than you think. It's from June 20th through the 22nd at Hope International University. There is going to be everything you could possibly think of at this conference. If you are a new author, if you are a seasoned author, this conference is for you, especially when you get to have access to some of the greatest experts about writing in one place. So make sure you go to SoCalCWC.com to register for the conference, and make sure you go there this year. It is going to be phenomenal. As always, you can call in and weigh in on our topic by calling in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag Write Stuff, with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers only to be told your themes are a bit too religious. We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on Rightstream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Again, so very glad you are here with me today. As I was listening to our breaks that we have from our sponsors, I want to make sure I let our sponsors know how much I appreciate the partnership that we have. As I reflect that this will be my sixth year being the Queen of Tuesday Nights, showcasing Christian authors from all around the world, I'm just so thankful for what the Lord has done for me. And I could not have done it without my partnerships I have with my sponsors and my fellow authors and readers. So thank you all so much. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce our guest co-host and contributor today, T.L. Nelson, better known as Tammy. Tammy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
I am so glad that you took time to be here with us today. I never take it lightly that you, any of our guests, come on board, but I'm so thankful. We have been looking forward to this show for some time, so it's finally here. It's so interesting how time goes by so quickly, and all of a sudden, oh, it's here. We're already here, but we planned this, I think, last year sometime. And so, Tammy, I'm so glad you're here. Would love to just dig down into your story. Looking forward to knowing more about Renee and the other books in this series and what you're doing. So thank you so much for being with us. And I always start off our show because, as I tell everyone, I can always read your bio, but that really doesn't give us an idea of who you are in your own words. So go ahead and tell us about yourself.
Well, of course, I'm an author. I love to write. I've been a hairstylist since 1982. How about that?
And, oh, wow.
I have a son who is 18 and a daughter who's 28, and she's married, and so I have a son-in-law, too, and a crazy hound dog and four cats. No, I love to run and write, and, you know, it just all really relaxes me. Kind of get out in the woods for a while. I have a brother and sister who are a great support system for me, and an awesome mother who's that as well. So,
It's so good to have that support system, too, because writers definitely need that support system, because most of the time we are creating alone, wouldn't you say, Tammy? We're by ourselves in our writer cave or in our room or on the bus or hold up somewhere, and we're always by ourselves. So that support system is just vital, I think, to a writer. And so you told us that you have your son, your daughter, you have a great brothers, you know, these siblings take care of you. How does it feel having that writer system that you know you have something those to encourage you to fall back on? Because there are some writers that we know where they don't have that support system. So tell us how it feels like to have that support system for yourself.
I think it's important. you know, my brother and sister, you know, who I can kind of call and whine or complain to about anything. And, you know, they've always listened to me about my writing and stuff, and as well as my mother. You know, and I also have another friend, Thomas J. Harvey, who's been my mentor, if you want to say that, through all of my writing. And he's kind of helped me along through this trilogy journey that I've got. But it's just really extremely important, I think, to have that, you know, without some kind of support system behind you. I think it would get really hard and you would kind of think, okay, what's the point here? I don't want to do this anymore. But, yeah, you know, extremely important. So,
and you said your mentor's name was what?
I'm sorry? Oh, Thomas J. Harvey.
Oh, Thomas J. Harvey, okay.
Yeah, he's a great writer and, you know, he writes plays and he knows a lot about all this stuff. So, and as soon as I get done with the trilogy, we started working on a play together not too long ago, and we're going to pick that back up as soon as I get done with, you know, the last book of my trilogy. So, you know, it's really great, but, you know, you need that support system, I think.
That is important. You do need someone to help you out because they were once a new author, too. They were once in the same shoes you're wearing now. And I always believe that people should pay it forward. If someone helps you, then when it's your turn to help someone else, go ahead and do that. And so I'm glad that you have that mentor. I think every author needs one. I know I have a few that I consider my mentors or I get encouraging ones. So that's totally, totally important. One of the things I have to ask you, because you say you're a mom, you're a hairstylist, and you have a wonderful family life, but what is it about writing that you enjoy so much?
Well, like I said, I've always loved to write. You know, I'm one that goes out and buys me notebooks, new pens, or whatever, just to write. I, you know, did it all through high school, and, you know, whether it was just short stuff or whatever, and I think a lot of it, it's just an outlet, you know, and I can get away from the real world for a while. Even if I'm doing real stuff in the book, it's still, you know, it's just something I like to do, and it's relaxing. And I, you know, I honestly think God gave me a gift for it. So, you know, it's an outlet to write. I'm doing it.
I agree. I believe it is the outlet. I like how you said it's getting away from the real world, even though you're writing about real things. And I think that's significant because some people, even though they know they're reading fiction, they still want that dose of reality. Why do you think people want that dose of reality?
Just in my opinion, from others I have talked to, they like to deal with real stuff. They're not into fluffy and, you know, stuff that's just not real. They would rather hear that or read that. So, you know, because it kind of helps them along with, you know, stuff in their life or whatever. So, you know, that's just my personal thing. I like to read about real stuff. I watch, you know, real stuff on TV. I'm not a big frou-frou or fluffy kind of person when it comes to my reading or my movies or whatever, so.
You like to keep it as real as possible. I understand that. There are certain shows that I enjoy. They're quite depressing, but I can't stop watching them because I love watching them. Like my favorite show, I think I've said this before, one of my favorite shows is American Greed. I love that show. You know, someone got swindled out of their money. You know, the bad guy or whoever got caught by the police, and these people's lives have been devastated by lies. And sometimes it can be so depressing, but I can't stop watching it. And like you said, you don't want the fluff all the time. There are those of us, myself included, who like the fluff because we want to escape from the realism. But then there are those who really want to enjoy, you know, even though this is a fictional, now they just want to enjoy, like, hey, this can happen, or they may take notes from it. So that's really powerful that you write to those people who want realism in their fiction. And so tell us what your journey to writing looks like.
You know, I never even thought I'd be where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. When I started Renee, it never even dawned in my mind that.
You know, Tammy, come a little closer to the phone. Come a little closer to the phone. You kind of went off a little bit.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm. My journey, you know, I never thought I'd be where I'm at today with it. I never in my wildest dreams thought I would be writing a book, and let alone publishing it. And then people buy it and they say, oh, I love your book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just give it all to God. That's all I can do, you know. I just let God handle it. And if he wants us to go somewhere, then he's going to provide new ways and means or whatever, you know, to make it happen. So, you know, yeah, it would be nice to, you know, maybe sell a ton and tons of books. But, you know, if I don't, you know, I'm still going to write. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing how God does things. You have an idea of what you think life should be. And he takes your idea, he nods at it, and then he throws it away. Because when we submit to him, he's going to take our life and do what he wants to do with our life once we submit to him. And I like how you said that, because you said it with some simplicity, with so much simplicity. The fact that you said, I'm going to let God handle it. God can take control of it. And giving up that control is so hard for some Christians, myself included, because we think we know it better than God, and we don't. And then when you give it up, you find yourself rewarded beyond your wildest dreams. I know Tammy has a lot more to say about that. And so we're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more to Tammy, who writes as T.L. Nelson, and her book, Renee, which is book one of the West Bay novel series. If you want to weigh in, you can by calling in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Write Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
If you are an author looking to gain visibility for your books, then authorshout.com is the place to go. We have a wide variety of affordable products and services to include a member zone that will help you get the word out about your books. Our team here at authorshout.com specializes in creating stunning digital products to include book banners, teaser videos, book trailers, book covers, and a whole lot more. So what are you waiting for? Stop by authorshout.com today and let our team connect you with a world of new readers.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your book.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guest right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. We are talking to T.L. Nelson, better known as Tammy, and her book, Renee. It is book one of the West Bowl novel series, and it's available at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. One thing Tammy said before the break is that she never saw herself here, but she let the Lord guide her in her journey. If you are a writer, if you know God has called you to be a writer, what are you doing with that gift? Are you sitting on your gift, or are you going to pick up the pen and write stuff? And so, Tammy, one of the things I wanted you to expound on, if you can, was how you discovered the Write Stuff podcast, because you and I have talked offline many times, and just me giving you just my 2 cents about writing and any advice I could possibly give you. I would love our listeners to know how the Write Stuff podcast has been, or Write Stuff authors, I'm sorry, is it authors group? The authors group, how that's helped you and how the podcast has helped you as far as with your writing, because I think it's an interesting story.
I have a client named Leona Melton, and she, I never knew this until she told me about your show and a few other places to go to, you know, to get, you know, publicity on my book or where to share it and that stuff. And so that's how I happened upon you, is through Leona. And the people on Right Stuff, you know, everybody is just so helpful. You know, I mean, you can ask any, I can ask any question, and, you know, somebody's always there to answer it or to add support or, you know, all, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's all helped very greatly.
And for those of you who may not be knowing what Tammy's talking about, I created a group last year called Write Stuff Authors Only. And that's for all the authors who have been on my show in the past or who will be on my show in the future. We all get together and we all help each other. We provide advice for each other. We help each other with blurbs, certain segments. I really created that group as a community of authors to support authors. So if you want to find out more about what Write Stuff Authors Only do, simply contact me and I'll be glad to add you to the group. And so excited about that. That's how I want our listeners to know about that, because I know you've been blessed by that. You've also had, I know you're doing the cover redesign for your covers, and you're able to find cover artists out there. Just so many different things are in that group.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said earlier, having that community of authors is so very, very important. And with that, you know, as a new author, you mentioned how it's just getting the questions to the answers you need, this networking with other authors. And that is invaluable, invaluable advice you can get. And so let's talk about Renee, because I know our listeners definitely want to get in touch about Renee. Tell us where the idea for Renee came from.
Oh, man. People will think I'm crazy, but no. Well, when I was a child, I wasn't very happy, you know, and I just created this other character in my head, and I named her Renee. It's just always been one of my favorite names. And, of course, you know, the character went along through life with me. No, I didn't lose touch reality. But, no, it wasn't until my daughter, we homeschooled her, and she was in a writing class, and, you know, she went to the library one day and got some books from the library, and one of them talked about how to write everything down. I've always wrote things down, but there was just something about, I can't remember the title of it or anything, but there was something about that book that just really grabbed my attention. And so it was just one day I was walking through the house, I walked in from one room to the other, and all of a sudden I had the beginning, the middle, and the end. Now all I had to do was fill it in. So, I mean, it was just really weird. I don't think I'll never forget how that happened, because it was just like this light come on, went ta-da. But no, it's come a long way since I first started, you know, writing to publish it, and that was probably, I don't know, 7 years ago maybe. I'm not real sure. Maybe longer than that, but. Yeah, that's kind of how she's taken on the character. And through, you know, my writing mentor, he's kind of, you know, led me through and helped me gather ideas. And, you know, I came up with the ideas and whatever. But that's kind of how Renee got taken on. And I've always had an interest in, oh, drug rehab and that kind of area, and I even had thought about going to school to become a drug counselor or a rehab counselor. But anyway, and that's where some of the ideas of Renee came along. But that's just kind of how she started in my head as a kid and all the way to what it is now.
Well, I see absolutely nothing wrong with Renee being in your head since you were a kid, because my thing when I was a kid. My imaginary friend was the tree people. And I used to talk to the tree people all the time. And my sisters and brothers laughed their heads off until they coughed up a lung because they thought it was the funniest thing that I would sit by the window and talk to the trees. But in my mind, they were as real as anything possible, and I never forgot them. And even though I've gotten older, I do like the imagination that came from those times with the tree people. I remember one time talking to my pear tree. I know this sounds insane, right? But talking to my pear tree, and I remember saying, oh, your dress looks beautiful, because all the white flowers had decorated the tree, and the wind was blowing, and it was just a gorgeous scene in my head. And then when the pears fell, we would pick up the pears and can the pears. So it's a beautiful memory along with that. So I see nothing wrong with having Renee in your head since you were a kid. And the fact that Renee has morphed into a book that others enjoy, that lets you know that the Lord put her there, not just you. So that's the best part about it. So you're not crazy at all. And so tell us a little bit about Renee, but don't give us any spoilers.
Well, let's see. She the girl who was living her life, and she thought everything was fine. She had two kids, you know, and a husband, and everything was fine until one day finds out her family's dead. So, you know, like 2 years later, you know, it takes her a little while to come back to life herself, so to say, through all the circumstance, she moves. And then it's, you know, the first part, or the, I think it's the chapter, I'm not sure, of the book, where she finds out there's still an investigation going on for the murder of her family. And that's when she finds out that her husband was not who she thought he was. He was a whole different guy. She never knew him as this other guy. She knew nothing about any of it. And then, you know, and it takes off from there. And then she finds herself getting into some other issues. She has an issue with pain, and one time she can't get her medicine that she needs from her doctor, so she resorts to a dealer. And it kind of just goes on from there. But she picks up and she moves on, and she gets her, you know, gains a new life and a new family and whatever. So it's basically, you know, it's about how we as Christians can face, you know, how we face everyday life struggles like everybody else. You know, we're not perfect until we get to heaven. We're going to fall. We're going to do things. I'm not saying you can go out and live however you want. You know, that's a whole other thing. But I'm just saying, as Christians, you know, we're faced with the same struggles and the same temptations as the world. And, you know, even though you might find yourself succumbing to this stuff, you have forgiveness and you can pick up and move on. And, you know, that's kind of the story I'm trying to get out to Renee. I've had, you know, it deals with drug abuse, and I've had a few clients that have, you know, have died from abuse and the drug abuse. And it's just a, you know, I'm trying to bring out that, you know, there is hope. You know, you can get help, you can move on, and, you know, we as Christians, we're not, you know, we're subjected to all that ourselves, you know, so, you know, the point I'm trying to get is that we're human, and we're facing struggles, and, you know, not everybody's strong, not everybody's in the same place, you know. I don't know how to say what I'm saying, you know, not everybody's as strong as another person or whatever. You know, we fall and we get up. We fall, we get up, and we move on, and we hope to get stronger as we move on down the road. So,
and that's important. Yeah. That's an important concept that you're exploring in the book, is that you may find out that life wasn't what you thought it should be, but it isn't what it could have been. You know what I mean? It isn't what it could have been. And that's the nice thing about Renee, is that you follow this journey of this woman who finds out that her life was a complete lie. And to find out that her life was a complete lie, then you have to pick up the pieces from there. And I think that devastation of finding out that someone you trusted, someone that is supposed to be the one person you can trust, and even though he's gone now, or even though he's out the picture, we should say, even though you find that out, you still have to move on. And I like that's what you explore in Renee. And so what I wanted you to do was read an excerpt from Renee. So go ahead and get that for us so we can check it out.
Okay, I really wasn't sure what to pick out. So I guess I will start where she finds out that there's an investigation still going on. Detective Leary, and there's a Sergeant Mailey in the books, and they show up at her door one day, and you know, they start talking to her, and she has a feeling she knows why they're there, but she never in her wildest dreams would imagine what they'd have to say. And let me see here. Anyway, she gives them a hard time about wanting to talk to them as they're standing at her front door. She didn't want to let them in. So she finally lets them in, and they say, "We've been trying to locate you. You made yourself hard to find." And she just smartly says, "You could have found me sooner if you really wanted to." So they tell her that there's an investigation that's been going on and about an organized crime operation that runs through several U.S. cities. And they had some pictures for her to look at. And she goes, "As I told you, I'm already late for work, and my boss isn't a bit patient." So anyway, one of the officers opens up an envelope of pictures, and he opens and, you know, lays them on the table for her to look at. And he goes, "Do any of these guys look familiar?" And she says, "Nope." He says, "Take your time." She looks again. "No," she said, adamant. And Sergeant Mailey says, "You've never seen these people. They played a big part in the operation. You have proof your husband was involved with these men." And she says, "You've got to be kidding." "No, my husband wasn't involved with drugs, the mafia, or anything like this. He didn't even drink or smoke. You've got the wrong person. You're wasting your time, and you need to leave." And she walks over the door to shoo him out, and he says, "Please sit back down and listen to what we have to say. This is very important. Why should I listen to you? What new information can you shed light on that will only lead to nothing?" So she says, "Make it quick, a quick few more minutes." She says, "Thank you. You and your husband were married for 15 years. Did you know anything about him before the two of you met?" She shook her head, "No. The organization called on a mission was formed in 1985. Your husband joined 3 years later. My husband was not involved in anything like this. We stayed to ourselves, minded our own business, have 2 children. We were just a normal family." So the officer lays another picture on the table and he says, "Is this your husband?" She took a quick glance and said, "No." "But are you sure? Take a closer look." And that time she kept quiet as she stared at the picture in disbelief. It was the same gray blue eyes as the husband, except his hair was dark brown and his nose and chin were different, and he looked evil. There was no way this man was her late husband and the father of her children. She said, "This can't be Paul." Paul wasn't, and she stopped. She couldn't speak anymore. So it's just one part of it.
Well, that's something. And there, I know for our listeners who are listening to Tammy read that powerful excerpt, one thing that you did was just uncovering the truth, because sometimes you kind of know something's wrong. It's that sixth sense we all speak about. You know something's wrong, and you don't want to hear it, but you're being forced to hear it. And then when you said, "I knew I didn't want to hear this. This is horrible news." And so she finds out that the man she trusted turns out to be someone she should never have even touched with a 10-foot poll. And that was just an excerpt from Renee, which is available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy of Renee today. Let me tell you, you will not be disappointed. If you look at the reviews, reviews often say how good the book is. So make sure you pick up your copy of that today. Now, what we're going to do is take a quick short break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Tammy and her newest release. So make sure you call in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com. or order a print issue on magcloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J. and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. So very glad you are here with me today. We're just having a wonderful time talking to my guest co-host and contributor today, Tammy Nelson, who writes as T.L. Nelson, and her West Bay series of novels. The first one is called Renee. And one thing you may have heard is that Renee is based off a character that she knew as a young child that morphed and grew along with her, which is quite significant to our topic because some of you listening to the sound of my voice can resonate with what Tammy is saying. You have that story idea, you have that character, you have that plot, what have you. You have it. The Lord has given it to you. And what are you doing? Are you sitting on that idea? Are you sitting on the message that you're supposed to bring out to the world? If you are, this is what I want you to do. Pick up the pen and write stuff. Once again, Tammy, thank you so much for being with us on the show today. Just having a wonderful time talking to you about your book, Renee, about your thoughts behind the book and just how you're just working to create a good book that people can read. And I know, like I told our viewers, our listeners, that people did enjoy Renee and the other book as well, which is called Dead as Rain, which is book two of the West Bay novel West Bay novel series. And so, Tammy, a couple of things I want to ask you about it is, what are some of the themes you explored in Renee. You kind of hinted at it earlier. You said like drug abuse, rehab, things of that nature. But what are some other themes you explore in the novel?
Well, forgiveness is one of them. You know, mm-hmm. she learns, well, she has to forgive herself for one thing, but she learns to, you know, forgive her husband and or her late husband and to move on in that, you know, the basically, I'm not sure how to answer this question, but basically mm-hmm. that, you know, that there is forgiveness and there is hope and there is love out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if, you know, the main thing is if you turn to Christ, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And he will provide, you know. So mm-hmm. a lot of it is based on, you know, on the hope and the faith in Christ and moving on and forgiveness. So.
Mm-hmm. And those are very, very important attributes to discuss when you're talking about it, because she has to learn to first forgive herself, maybe for her ignorance, and then she has to learn to forgive her husband who deceived her. And that's a lot of things to forgive people for, ourselves and what other people have done to us. And I love how you say if Christ comes into the picture, he changes the whole story. And so I'm really excited for those of you who are listening to The Sound of Our Voice to go make sure you pick up a copy of Renee today. It is available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. Now, you hinted at this earlier, but tell us who are your favorite characters? And I know Renee obviously is one of them, but what are some of your other favorite characters in the story?
Well, her boss, Jalen McKee, and then, of course, there's, you know, his mom and dad and, you know, his family, and his brother, Cole. He turns out to be her favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, those are just, you know, some of them, you know, the Jalen and Cole and, you know, the whole McKee family, you know, mm-hmm. my favorite characters. So, Cole is, you know, turns out to be a huge part of her life and support, and her boss ends up, you know, finding out that, hey, I can move on too, because he had mm-hmm. a wife. You know, he and Jalen and Renee kind of have the same issues as far as a late spouse. You know, they're both mm-hmm. dealing with how to move on, and he figures out, yes, I can move on too from the death of my late spouse. And but yeah, those are just the whole McKee family. It turned out, you know, my favorites.
They can't be your favorite characters. I definitely understand that. And I like the fact that I think every writer really connects with their characters because they lived in their head. Like Renee, they lived in her head for so long, and now they're on paper, and you get to share those characters and situations with the readers. And with that in mind, what has the reader's response been to Renee?
So far, you know, most people that have read it have really, you know, gave me good feedback. They have really liked it or loved it and whatever. I mean, there's been a few that said, oh, it's not my genre or whatever, and that's fine. I don't, you know, that don't bother me. I've had another that, I guess, it hit her morally. I'm not sure how to say
mm-hmm.
that herself as a Christian. It didn't. She just didn't want to go on with it. So I don't know if it hit an emotional spot in her that, you know, she just couldn't read it. Which I assume mm-hmm. with the subject matters in the book, you know, there are going to be those people out there that's like, oh man,
yeah,
this is hitting home. You know, but you know, I guess that's why I let her, you know. You know,
it's interesting because
for the most part, everybody's really, you know, I'm just thrilled at the, you know, the response. So, you know,
it's interesting because, well, it's interesting. Not every book is for everyone. And that's why
right.
you can have a lot of people like one book. Actually, I was reading a review from Stephen King's, I think it's his latest book called The Outsider. It's not even out yet. And it already mm-hmm. had like 89,000 reviews or some
wow.
sick number like that. Something, maybe missing it up, you know. And it may, or maybe it's already out. I don't know. But anyway, so I was reading a rather scathing review of his book called The Outsider, because I was shocked to find out that Stephen King is 71 years old. And I got to thinking, oh, my gosh, the man is 71 years old. It just hits you like this man is an institution to writing. He's the king of horror, you know. And even he gets a bad review because some people, the woman, whoever wrote it, just hated his book. I mean, she went crazy on it. And so you just got to remember, every book isn't for everyone. I mean, he had millions of people who enjoy his stuff. And one guy even said in some of the other views, you know, they said, he gets millions of people to read it all the time, and that must mean you're pretty good at what you do. So you're going to have your dissenters.
Right.
But that is important, wouldn't you say, Tammy, of understanding that your book may not be for everyone. Because
right.
you want it to be for the person who it's for, especially if you know God has called you into the Christian market.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about that, Tammy?
I kind of look at it as, you know, movies, just because everybody else likes the brand new movie that's out doesn't mean I'm going to want to go see it or like it or whatever. I'm hoping to keep up with all the different things out there. And there's, you know, there's books I've read that I really liked, and I have another one of my favorite authors that I read his latest book, and I'm like, okay, I found myself kind of flipped through it, but, you know, and then I would go back and, of course, have to read, but, I mean, it's just no different than anything else. You know, not everybody's going to like what you do, and
right.
that's just part of life, you know, that's part of life. You know, it might get upsetting at times, but you brush it off and walk on and think of all who all have liked your work, you know, or who likes your work, and, you know, it's just part of life.
Exactly. I know I was sharing with some of our author friends in the Write Stuff Authors Only group about how a couple of reviews had hit me in the heart real bad. And so everyone's like, don't read them. You know, I'm like, but it hurts, and I can't stop reading all this negativity. And so finally I just said, you know, I don't have to put myself in there. So unless you're saying something constructive, you know, like you said, everyone's not going to like your book. You just have to brush it off. It's harder to brush it off.
It's hard to brush it off. Yeah, it was for me when that lady said, well, I just can't go any further. And I thought, really?
Right. Like, what's wrong with it? You know, because, like,
there's
why not are you so mean to me?
Nasty in this book, you know. And I was like, okay, now how is this? Where did you find it? You know, I don't know. You know, it is what it is. So,
yeah, it took me, the first time I got a critique on one of my first books, it took me about 4 days to get over it. For those of you who are listening, you know, I had a typewriter, which goes to show you how long ago this was. So I had a typewriter, and I, like, wanted to throw the typewriter out the window. I was guzzling Mountain Dew and marshmallows, like another thing was going on. So I totally understand that. But over time, hopefully, you do build that tough skin, because there are books that we don't like, there are movies we don't like, there's art we don't enjoy, and it's nothing to do with the person who created it. It's just our personal opinion. And so I'm really glad that you expressed that, Tammy. So my next question is this. What are some of your next projects?
Well, I'm working on the final of this trilogy. I think I have a name for it. I'm not sure. And I think I have the cover for it, but that could change as I go along writing. I am working on a play with the guy I had mentioned, my mentor, Thomas J. Harvey. He and I and a few others had started working on a play about abortion survivors. And it's an analogy, or I can't pronounce that word right, but anyway, an allegory, that's what it is, an allegory. And so those two of them weren't able to continue to help for, you know, various reasons. So as soon as I get done with this third book, we're going to pick it up where we left off and continue with writing that play. It's going to be a pretty moving play.
Now, is that going to be played in your community? Are you going to try to sell it somewhere? What are you going to do with it?
He's got plans for it, because it's kind of like that. The play is his baby, mainly. I'm just kind of there helping, and, you know, I do write certain parts. You know, I wrote one or two things in it. But it's up to him where he takes it. I think he is going to promote it in some fashion or of the sort, but I'll just wait till it's done and see what he does with it.
Well, that's exciting. That's exciting.
He's got contacts throughout, I think, and so we'll see.
Well, that's
exciting.
Right
now, I've got another book in my head, and it's going to be based on depression, and I think the name of it's going to be called "It Ain't Like That," and it kind of deals with the misconceptions of depression and how people look at it and whatever. So. But between the play and that, the next book and the one I'm finishing, that's kind of all I can handle right now. So, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Keeps you busy, that's for sure. And depression is so important. I had a dear friend of mine lose his daughter, unfortunately, through suicide because she was depressed. And it just happened about a month ago. And I've been praying for him because he's, of course, devastated. And then he just asks those questions of what could I have done more? And so depression is a very, very important topic. And it's one that I hope the Lord uses you to challenge people to change their perceptions of it. And so I'm glad that you're picking up the banner on that, Tammy. So if people want to get in contact with you, where can they find you online?
The best place, I guess, would be Facebook, facebook.com/a West Bay novel,
mm-hmm.
and that's all caps. I am on Amazon, I can't remember the exact, and I'm on Twitter, and that's a daydreamer, I am one, Twitter, and so... Yeah, and I have a website, which I'm not going to give up because I haven't been on it lately. But the best way is through Facebook. So.
Excuse me. So what I would like you to do, what I would like you to do in a few moments we have left is encourage those authors out there whom God has given the gift to write, to pick up the pen and do so. Go ahead and encourage them out there today.
The next day is just sit down and start writing. Write whatever's going on in your head or in your life at that time and write it down. Nobody's going to read it. Just start writing and ask God to fill your heart. You know, when I sit down to write, I ask God to fill my brain with ideas and emotions and whatever, so I can, and the words I need to fill the, you know, the book up. And, you know, just start writing. And, you know, if you hit a wall, put it down, go back later. And I mean, it'll all come back to you because I've hit a wall with this third one and I finally picked it back up and it's going. But no, just keep writing. Just sit down and start writing. You know, it doesn't matter what it is or how stupid you might think it is or what. It doesn't matter, just write.
Tammy, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today. And I want to thank you for just sharing your thoughts and your ideas about Renee. For those of you listening to The Sound of My Voice, Renee, which is book one of the West Bay novel series, is available at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So make sure you pick up your copy today. And Tammy, I can't wait to have you back with us and have you back real soon. So thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we were talking today to Tammy Nelson. She is the author of the book Renee, which is available at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. Make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy of Renee today. And then follow Tammy online. You can follow her on Twitter at DaydreamerIAm and the number one on Twitter, or go to her Facebook page at Facebook.com/a West Bay novel, which is all in caps. So you can follow her on Facebook there. One thing I got to tell you is that, you know, Tammy said something. She says she had Renee in her mind for years. And I want to reiterate that to you. What idea have you had in your mind for years? It won't go away. Life won't take it away. Struggles won't take it away. People talking about you won't take it away. It won't go anywhere, and that's because it's supposed to be in the written form. Whatever your message is, whatever your book is, it's supposed to be there. So why are you just sitting there? Pick up the pen and Write Stuff. Thank you for joining me for this edition of The Write Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Right Stuff. Follow Parker online at parkerjcole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.